Morning and welcome to another episode of the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered at 530 Boston Road in Billerica. We are pioneering this industry by challenging old school methods of thought on fitness and nutrition and are changing your belief, helping you make real lifestyle changes. If you missed parts of any of today's show, don't worry. Head over to clubinhaleexhale.com. Bottom right, our podcasts are up there, and this will be uploaded later on today, and we'll get it out there for you ASAP. For more information on us, visit clubinhaleexhale.com, fill out the free consultation form to schedule your consult with us, or give us a call at 888-707-1102. If you want to be part of today's show, give us a call, 978-454-4980, and don't forget to like our Facebook page. The new one that was just created a couple weeks ago, facebook.com/greenchocolatebar and also /clubinhaleexhale. Good morning, Coach Kelly.
Good morning, Coach Michael.
How are you?
I'm great.
You're very quiet. What's going on
there? I'm doodly today.
You're doodly?
You know, like doodle, doodle, doodle.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
I'm doodly today.
Okay.
I'm doodling. The whole time you were talking, I was doodling.
What are you doodling?
Oh, you know what I have?
You want to share?
I have this habit of doodling hearts.
Yeah.
And I have to color them in the whole time. Like, it's like an erotic thing that I have. I don't know.
Okay.
And then I draw these squares with the X in the middle,
uh-huh,
and then the triangle on the top, and do it with all one line.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing that since, since like fourth grade.
What's this mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It means I'm in love with this life. I'm doodly. I don't know.
All right.
Do you want me to doodle about what we're going to doodle about today?
Yeah, what are we doodling about today?
Okay. Well, what's the best diet?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What your grandmother never taught you about fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
I don't know about other people's grandmother, but my grandmother taught me a lot about food. Well, taught my mom a lot about food,
yeah,
who then taught me a lot about food.
Yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely.
And then how to change your definition of life,
uh-huh,
how to live in freedom instead of living in fear every day,
okay,
meaning how to make positive changes and attract positive energy.
Love it.
Well, well, yeah, we came up with the material.
Right.
I hope you love it. but something that I wanted to point out is in our introduction, you note that we're pioneering the fitness industry,
sure,
and the nutrition world. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about, yes, we're here to help people,
mm-hmm,
but in reality, we want to change you. And if you don't want to be changed, that's okay.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be scary, though.
Right, but we're here to change things. And I want to read something that makes a little bit of a point of what we do.
Okay.
Because I'm a food and eating psychology coach, it makes all the difference, a huge difference between just kind of telling people, you're going to be all right, is something,
mm-hmm,
that's kind of what happens in box gyms. Like you go to see a trainer and they're going to tell you everything's going to be all right, just
sure,
don't eat as much food. But
exactly,
there's a difference between being someone that's going to help you and then someone's going to change you. So you have to be ready for the change. So you got to kind of buckle up to work with us. And I get that. And not everybody's ready right away, but once they learn and they figure out what we're all about, they get it. But this is very interesting. So when clients work with us, they come away with a strong skill set and confidence to work with the most important eating concerns really of our times,
mm-hmm,
which, you know, everybody sort of thinks they have a weight issue. Not everybody, but most people are like, oh, I could stand to lose 5 pounds, right? So weight issues, body image, overeating, binge eating, digestion, fatigue, immunity, mood, and there's so much more,
mm-hmm,
right? So
sure,
those are the things that we really focus in on, and especially I do, being a food and eating psychology coach.
Yeah.
Those are the things that we peel back for people, and those are the things that we actually change. So when people tell me they're a binge eater, I'm looking to find out what the heck, where did that come from? Why
sure,
do they think
exactly,
they're a binge eater? And I help people out of that state of mind.
Right.
Because to me, there's no such thing as a binge eater.
No.
It's something, it's a label that's been placed on people for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I sort of, like eggshells, I keep cracking through and
sure,
cracking through.
You didn't binge eat, you created a habit.
Yeah.
Created a habit
over
time.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people would potentially, quote, binge eat. I help them figure out why they think they binge eat. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, okay. So I just wanted to put that out there, that these are the things that we're changing in people's lives, mm-hmm. getting rid of labels and making you think, making you change your mind.
Sure.
Somebody had just said to me yesterday, and it was Mark, the winner of our 6-week Eat Right for Your Blood Type Challenge, excuse me. He said, you know, your tagline is so perfect. And I heard it on the radio show. Whenever you guys said, when you change your mind, you can change your body. He said, it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
He said, it really stuck with me. And I was telling him how that used to be my tagline in my old business. And it was, if you change your mind, you can change your body. Mm-hmm. And then the day I called you and I was coming home from Woburn, yep. when we had the Woburn location, I said, what is this if? It's not if you can change your mind, mm-hmm. it's when you change your mind,
it's
you can
change
your body.
Mind.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there because I really want the listeners to understand that when we say we are pioneering the fitness and nutrition industry, it's not just we're doing it better than everybody else. We really are, and we really are changing it. And we're making everyone kind of look at us sideways and say, is this really going to work? And in a way that's completely different than you're going to get anywhere that I know around here. I mean, we literally have no competition if you think about it.
No, not for what we do and how we do it.
No.
And the way we work with our clients.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean,
yeah.
trying to get to the root of what's going on. Perfect example. I had a phone call check-in with somebody on one of my clients on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about these cravings and urges that she gets for mac and cheese.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
I get it. That's
totally
good stuff, man.
Right? Hey, look, I'm not going to knock it. But
especially with bacon.
Well, she's not making it homemade or anything like that. She's actually, this is the box.
The preservatives.
The
yeah.
preservatives and
yeah.
stuff like that. So this is what she gets the cravings for. So we started to delve in some questions. And, you know, I started to talk to her a little bit about, you know, well, are you sure you're getting everything in on the plan that we created for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because certain times when you crave in certain foods, it's because you're missing certain nutrients.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like if you're craving chocolate, it's really magnesium.
Right.
So eat some chocolate.
Exactly. Sorry. So we tried to go down that road and stuff, and she's like, no, I'm eating everything else that I need. All right. Well, let's take a look at the calories, figure all that out. Mm-hmm. And then we start going into, you know, we start delving back a little bit, and I start talking about my childhood. You know, where I had a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
And I know where that came from.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was because I had created a habit a long time ago.
Yeah.
And while those things, you can change those things over time, guess what? There's still a little file in your brain that's stored way
brain.
Back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you can put it way back there. But there are times you'll have triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things will be like, oh, wait, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know?
I want
so,
some of that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So knowing is literally... the biggest piece is trying to figure that out and find out where that craving is coming from.
Yeah, and then don't forget the most important part of that is, of course, your brain is going to create that pathway. You're going to have a pathway in your brain, but you have to create a balance as well. So
right.
it's not never have a piece of chocolate, never have mac and cheese, never. It's like, oh, you know what? I haven't had that in a while. Maybe I will go have some.
And I told her, look, if you're having a craving for it, just have a little bit. Don't down the box. But she was like, well, I could crush the box. And
oh,
I'm like, well, we don't want to do that.
She's my type of girl. I love
know?
That. Anyway.
We don't want to crush a box of mac and cheese.
That's good.
Where's the bucket?
Anyway, that's not good. So so the thing we're talking about today, I think is the most important, is the perfect diet and all this information that we have here in front of us. And it's interesting because part of this article that was put together and the way we read it is completely different. And they're calling it a nutrition camp.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very interesting
mm-hmm.
because if you can take it, of course, literally and figuratively
sure.
and all that stuff. And they're saying nutrition camp. So which camp am I? Am I a paleo camp? Am I a vegan camp? Am
right.
I a vegetarian camp? Am I a pescatarian? Like, what am I and mm-hmm. what kind of a camp do I fit into? Let me ask a question. Why does everybody feel like they have to fit into a certain type of mold or a diet? I don't know, but I think we're going to find out a lot today.
Yeah.
And we're gonna dig into this. And I think it's very important that we do and help, again, understand why people can learn from us of why we're changing
mm-hmm.
the world.
Absolutely.
One person at a time.
Absolutely.
All right. So what do you have to say about all this?
Nothing. We're all done here. Thanks for coming.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Are you kidding me? You know, reading some of this and looking at it, and I know last week we talked a little bit about the fact that there's like the men version versus the woman version.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah.
What is it? And clearly when I saw the materials, I was like, well, of course, it's really about marketing towards the gender,
yeah.
You know? And I'll tell you which one really kind of started to get to me is that what to eat before, during, and after a workout. Now,
oh, do tell.
This was only for the men. This was only in the men's document.
Okay.
Why? Like, I'm being literally like, I know the answer for this.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't only be for men.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference here? Why are we splitting this category up and saying that men should be really more concerned about what they're eating before and after a workout versus a woman and what they're eating before and after a workout? There's no difference.
No.
You
know? I mean, maybe in the caloric intake, but there
caloric
is no
intake,
difference.
Caloric intake, yes.
I mean, you still want to have carbohydrates before you work out, no matter
Correct.
What.
Correct. There are certain types of foods that work better before, certain types of foods that work better afterwards, and it's not broken up by male or female.
Right, exactly.
You know, there is no difference here. So this is the one that I kind of like looked at, and I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Like,
you
didn't want to tell
but
the
I
women
said to...
that this is important too? Like, you didn't want
to
include this as part of your information?
Week. I'm like, we need to pull up the men's one because I knew it was gonna. I knew it was gonna.
Yeah, they talk a lot about the body types. You know, ecto, endo, and meso, which is ectomorph, endomorph, mesomorph, and they go in the classifications of ectomorph is we hate the word, but skinny. You know, that's what they touted as, right? And then
lanky. We could use the word lanky.
Yeah, we could use the word lanky. You know, someone who's kind of a what we call in the business a hard gainer. You know, has trouble putting on muscle and putting on size and things like that.
Or a type 1 nutritioner. I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yep, you yep, know, yep, yep. And the body type 2 is endomorph, which is the more muscular type person, has a lean body fat percentage, can put on muscle pretty well, but doesn't really gain a whole lot of fat. And then you got your mesomorph. And your mesomorph is like your typical power lifter, strongman type. You know, can put on a lot of size, but does carry both a pretty reasonable amount of body fat and muscle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So for them, it's kind of actually a little bit tougher as opposed to the hard gainer who can't gain weight.
I know.
You know, right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
You can mix these two. What's up? You know, a little balance between. And there's the balance in the middle, which is the endomorph, you know?
Right.
So they put everybody into a classification of one of those three body types. That helps us determine what we're helping them with in terms of, like, you know, their nutrition ratios, things like that.
Definitely.
That's the huge science behind the scenes that we take care of.
Isn't that really fun?
Yeah.
It's so fun to do that stuff behind the scenes. And sometimes clients on the other side, like, they're just kind of eating and, you know, doing their fitness and coaching with us and, you know, doing their weekly development reporting and all that stuff. And then, like, wait a minute, I'm eating way more than I did before. And how the heck is this happening to me?
Right.
How do I look so great in the mirror? I have a client that's almost 60. Mm-hmm. She took a picture of herself in a red bikini and said, I can't even believe that this is real.
Yeah.
She's like,
That's pretty awesome.
I'm stunned.
That is pretty awesome.
And it's amazing how just little changes that we can do behind the scenes to help clients. Mm-hmm. And then eventually explain to them what we're doing. I mean, it's no big secret.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But something that I found was very interesting is that one of the diets they talk about... and what some of the best diets are and the top reason of what you should consider if you're going to go on any kind of a diet is what's your blood type. Boom.
Right in your face.
Oh, man, do we rock.
Yeah.
Like, we got this nailed, Michael. I'm going to pat myself on the back, but our years of experience, we have got this nailed.
Yeah, there that stands out right at the top. You know, is making sure that you find out what your blood type is because it has a lot to do with the types of foods. And we talked about this a ton of times on the show at this point in the last couple of months since we ran the challenge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just making sure that your body can handle certain types of foods.
Exactly. So my point to that is, you know, we always tout about we're balanced, which we are, and we'll never lose that. I mean, it's what works for a continuous lifestyle change, right? But if you are not sure of what your blood type would be and say you want to jump on the paleo diet and that's kind of what you think is right for you and that's okay, paleo I know is meats and a lot of raw vegetables and things like that.
But anyway, there's not a whole lot of like carbs per se going on.
Right, like a sweet potato, a rice cake, a bread, an Ezekiel, sprouted greens, legumes, and all that good stuff. So they kind of stay away from that stuff. And I should probably get a little bit more educated on paleo so I can speak to it a little bit more. But anyway, if you jump on the paleo diet and your body doesn't like to, your blood type has a hard time processing meat.
Yeah.
Guess what?
There's a problem there.
Ouch. Yeah. I can feel my stomach getting big right now.
Right?
Ouch. You know? That's going to hurt.
That would probably work for me.
Oh, yeah, the milk and ham diet.
Yeah. A big part of that would work for me.
Michael's going to have pigs running around.
I'm going to bring a gallon of milk in today instead of my water and just sip on that all day.
You know? Disgusting. But that was so funny earlier today. You're like, I'm just going to bring in a gallon of milk instead of my water. I'm like, oh, that is not good. That is not good. So they have all these different types of diets out there, right? And again, it was a week or two ago, we were saying Weight Watch was touting over the radio waves that they have proven that they can withstand at least a year with people not gaining the weight back.
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Well, a year. Well,
it's
what happens
months.
After that?
I mean, Christmas comes up. And, didn't you know?
Oh, Michael, you're fresh. That was fresh.
Thanksgiving gets in the way. Christmas gets in the way. Well, New Year's gets in the way.
Well, here's what happened this morning. I said to a client that came in this morning, how's your nutrition going? And the client said, well, yesterday it wasn't so great. And here was my response. Wait. Yesterday wasn't a holiday. Did I miss it?
Right?
So it's funny that you say that. And I was just talking about that this morning. I mean, we had a great chuckle over it, whatever. And I think he had like a little scoop of ice cream. And I'm thinking, so what? You had some ice cream. Big deal.
Yeah,
like it's not blowing your week, buddy.
No,
like
it's not.
If you do the same thing every single day this week, guess what? You're probably going to blow your nutrition.
We have a new client that's using the our software program
that
we just rolled out. Right?
Oh, that's so awesome.
Now, what's amazing is she's been on it for 2 weeks and she came to me and she was talking to me about, you know, I just can't, she calls herself in the last pound, 10 pound category, you know, it's like, oh, just 10 of 15 pounds, the last 10 of 15.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right, I get it.
Maybe
you
it's
know?
A tumor.
Right. Maybe it's 6 pounds.
No.
Right? Maybe it's just the body fat percentage.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. So now we created the plan for her a few weeks back. She's been on it for 2 weeks. And plenty of variety there. Loves it. Talked to her last week. She was doing great. And she hadn't stepped on the scale. She stepped on it this morning before we had our check-in this morning.
Yep.
And the first thing she says to me, she goes, it's been 2 weeks. I lost 5 pounds.
Yeah.
She's like, and honestly, she goes, I haven't been completely, like, not on track, but I haven't, like, been 100% all week. She's like, I would say I've probably been right around 90 to 95%.
Yeah.
But you lost 5 pounds in 2 weeks. How's that feel? She goes, literally, these are all the foods that I ate before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You put them, she's like, you put them in a balanced way of me eating them that works.
Yeah.
My pre-workout, my post-workout, what you're doing for breakfast, what you're doing for lunch, what you're doing for dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
How easy is that?
It's easy.
Isn't that amazing?
All she's got to do is pick up the foods. Put them together.
Yeah, because we give her the shopping list. Right. Isn't that amazing? And it makes us as coaches, and I'll speak for you because it must feel, because I know how it makes me feel, just amazing when people say, well, I eat well, and then we just adjust and we move this here, we move that here, and we take this here, and we put it over here, and we balance it out. People are like, wow, I really thought I was eating well before, which they were.
Right.
But when you can make some adjustments and help people even discover new foods, it's great. Like last night, Mark was saying, he's like, I can't wait to go home and have my wheat berries.
Right.
Not a lot of people know what wheat berries are, but I'm teaching people slowly and surely what wheat berries is.
I can't
he's
have
like,
them.
Wheat berries and kale and purple onion and cranberries. Mm-hmm. Now, that might sound crazy to some people, but if you get that recipe and you try wheat berries, purple onion, kale, and cranberries, I think there's a little dressing on it too. It is out of this world delicious because it has a salty, it has a sweet, it has a chewy. It has and it's colorful. It's so colorful. But anyway, I'm just chatting about all that stuff.
It's all good.
So I think it's very interesting that if you're not eating for your blood type,
right,
and you jump on a diet, it might not work.
No,
long term.
Yeah.
I don't know what diets do work long term though.
Well, here's the thing. So I did a lot of this, but I'll tell you what. We're gonna take a short one.
Sure.
Right? And we're gonna come back and we're gonna keep talking about it. I got a story about myself in terms of like I used to use a bunch of everybody else's plans. And I can speak to this.
That's very
so clearly. Yeah.
Got it.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So stay tuned. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale.
Girls just want sex and money.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we were sitting here talking about what's the best diet.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little story about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's almost kind of perfect in a way. Because we're trying to let people know that you have to make sure that what you're doing works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then it's not really going to work long term.
That's right.
It could work short term.
That's right.
For sure. We've seen it happen a million times over, but it's not going to be the best thing for you.
Right.
So do your research, and here's why. So probably for the past 20 years or more, I've got myself into bodybuilding big time, right? And when I did that, I mean, I just bought magazine after magazine after magazine. Every magazine publication out there that had anything to do with some muscle dude on the front, it was in my hands. I would go in there and buy like 5, 6, 7 of them at a time.
Because it was a huge interest, yeah.
And then it'd be like 2 weeks later, I'm like, why hasn't the new issue come out? You know, I was insane about it. I was just obsessed with it, you know?
Yeah.
And in there was always what the Olympia's, Mr. Olympia's meal plan. What they did.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yes.
What Mr. Universe's meal plan looks like. What this powerlifter's meal plan looks like. Mm-hmm. And literally, you look at these plans and I'm like, oh my God. So at the time, I was roughly about 225 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Right. And pretty big, solid, you know, working out, feeling great. And I was like, I'm looking at these plans and I'm looking at these guys. Now, these guys are around 285, 300 pounds.
Yep.
Depending on their on-season, off-season, you know,
sure.
if they're not...
That makes a big difference.
Makes a huge difference in their muscle. Some of these guys would gain 40, 50 pounds in the off-season. Huge. So one of the things that I would do, I would look at these plans and I'd be like, all right, that's what I'm going to do because that's what I want to look like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Got it.
So that's what I'm going to do. So you look at these plans and it outline it very clearly. And Mr. Olympia's meal design has 4,500 calories.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
He's got to.
Correct.
He's got to feed those muscles,
he's
man.
He's 300 pounds.
Yeah.
285 pounds.
Yeah.
He's, you know, however tall, 5'9", 6 feet, 6'1", whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And his body fat percentage must be like, you know, off season, probably around 12%.
Yeah.
You know, on season, these guys are shredding down to like 3%. Onion thin skin. You know?
What'd you say?
Onion thin skin.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. You never heard
that
before?
No, I've never heard that before. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Use that all the time. That's how we determine. Like, if you pick up your skin and you get that little tiny, like, if you got just very little body fat, you can pick up your skin a little, it's thin. You can feel how thin your skin is, you know?
Yeah.
I got the thick Italian olive oil skin.
That's great.
You know?
I put some olive oil under my eyes today.
Yeah, right? So I would sit there and I would follow these plans. And sure enough, would they work for me? Yeah. But how much fat was I gaining in the process?
Oh, right. Yes.
A big amount.
Well, yeah, because if you increase your calories like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to gain some weight and you might think it might be muscle versus fat and all that blah, blah, blah. But actually, it is fat storage if you're not doing it right.
Of course it is.
It's total fat storage.
So I was doing it right.
You're like, whoops.
But I wasn't doing it right. You know?
Oopsie.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was just because I was like, well, that's what he looks like. So this must be what I have to do.
Yeah. And that's actually kind of dangerous, I think, for the
totally dangerous.
These magazine articles to come out and put, especially for people's nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Your nutrition is so important, how
Correct.
It affects your life.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, people go and plan their financial future, but they never plan their nutrition future.
No,
like,
they don't.
What the heck is that?
They don't.
If you don't have proper nutrition, right, you're not living long for that financial future to
you're
come
You're not
going
to be able to spend your
or
money
Or you're going
to
constantly
dead.
Think that you have to be on a diet and you're going to be miserable and have body image issues and then
exactly.
you're going to call us anyway when you're 65.
Exactly.
So that's fine. We still do 65ers. No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
It took me years to figure out.
Yeah.
Through research, through learning and education, that what I was doing, following those plans, wasn't the best thing for me.
Yeah.
And it really came down to I wasn't their size at that point in time.
Yes.
I wasn't holding the kind of muscle that these guys were holding.
You know?
So I did my research. And when I had the most amount of results was because I did what worked for me.
Yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was more education, more learning, more stuff. We still learn every single day.
Yeah.
My nutrition today is so different from my nutrition 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, even a year ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, 5 years ago, because that's when you met me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I instilled a lot of changes in you, Coach Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I could say the
and
same
thing. And you did the same for
me.
Exactly. Yeah. That's definitely not a one-way street.
And that's why we said, you know, when we combined businesses and stuff like that, we were able to give our clients the best of both worlds.
Yes.
You know, and still take that education, put it together and be like, here's what you guys are getting now. You're getting the best of both because we have the entire package.
The whole thing.
You know, the whole thing.
We're
you don't
not
have
missing
to go anywhere.
Yeah. We're not
you don't
missing
have to
a
go
beat,
anywhere
buddy.
Else.
That's right. Yeah, you know? It's pretty exciting. Yay us. We're all like, yay us.
Right?
So, if anybody wants to tell us how perfect we are, don't bother. We're already doing it.
So just want to make sure that what you're doing is for you. And if you don't have, if you don't know what you're doing or you just want to follow your friend's plan, don't do it because you're not your friend. You're not your friend.
Yeah.
Like so, you might not have their body type.
That's
remember,
right.
what we just talked about was you fall into one of three body type classifications. Well, if you're using your friend's plan and they got a different body type, well, is it really going to work for you long term?
Or blood type.
Blood type.
Right.
Body type. There's so many things that go
fitness
into
level.
It.
Fitness level.
This is really
fitness
about...
Fitness intensity.
You know... And I don't want to scare
type
people.
Type of job.
Right.
Do
exactly.
you want to keep going?
No, we're good. We're good.
You don't like when I talk like that?
No. Scaring me. Twilight Zone. So I don't want to scare people here. And they're listening to us saying, oh my God, there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, guess what? We'll take care of that for you.
Yes.
It's
really simple. Yeah.
And it doesn't get any simpler than that. Like if you're already out there and you're paying for a program, and I got a story here. I got another story today.
Oh, it's story time with Coach Michael finally.
Yeah. So I met with a couple new clients. And this is a perfect example. I met with a couple new clients this past weekend.
Yeah.
And we just put out a blog post this morning. And it's on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ Club Inhale Exhale.
Yeah.
So take a look over there and read the entire article. But it talks about carbs and how important they are in losing weight. Because that's a huge question, because there's a lot of plans and programs out there, and drives me nuts. These are medically programmed plans.
Okay.
Okay. This particular plan, these clients were on, husband and wife.
Can I interrupt you for a second,
sure.
though? I'm gonna put a caveat in there, though, because I, too, met with a person on Thursday who said it was a doctor-backed plan
correct
that she was going on.
This is what this was.
And it was shots, and it wasn't the one that we all kind of hear about on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
But it wasn't a doctor as in a doctor.
Correct.
And not that one is different, but she was like, I went in, and it was a chiropractor. Not that a chiropractor is not a doctor,
okay. So these,
but it's very different. So go ahead.
Here's what they do, just to give people an understanding.
Yes.
These doctors will put these programs together, and then they will shop them out to these health and wellness places. So be it a chiropractor or some kind of shop or something like that. And then whoever runs these shops will end up promoting these plans.
Right, right.
Because this is what we sell. It's doctor backed. Yeah. So these clients basically told me that their protein intake, pretty high.
Yeah.
Their fat intake, okay.
Okay.
Their carb intake, very little.
Ugh.
We're talking very little.
I'd be so angry at somebody for
some
that.
Of the things they told me. Were literally restriction of calories.
Mm-hmm.
They felt hungry tons of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? No energy.
Yeah.
Here's the biggest one.
Yeah.
She almost passed out twice.
Oh, the
because
poor
of
the
no energy.
Yeah.
Like you guys get your fuel. Your body
that
gets your fuel
sad.
From carbohydrates.
Yeah.
I mean, protein, there's energy there
there's
and stuff like that.
I mean, all food is giving you energy.
Exactly. But that was the biggest thing that stood out to me. I looked up the program that they did.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Wow.
And you had to buy their food.
Oh, sure.
Correct. You had to buy their food, their supplements. It was just a very scary thing. And don't get me wrong. They lost weight. They did.
But now they're in talking
to you. She lost like 12. Right. He lost over 20.
Yeah.
They're in talking to me now because they realized there was a moment they were like, this cannot be the only way, and this cannot be the right way. They questioned it. They actually questioned
this. Good
for them. Exactly.
Good for them.
So when we
Smart
sat down
consumers.
And talked, his question to me was, am I going to feel hungry? I'm like, I will give you as much food as you need.
That's right.
Seriously.
Not with us, man.
No.
No way.
You'll
we
never feel
food.
Hungry.
No.
Ever.
Oh, that's
you know?
Very
so
interesting.
So that's why you got to be cautious about doing these programs out there because they're not right for everybody. And if you're doing something so restrictive like that, there should be a really good medical reason, you know?
Yeah.
And you should be supervised by a physician.
Yeah.
You know? And I did know a past client that was being supervised, and it was because they went through the surgery.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was lap band or what they did, but at that point, your stomach is so small that you're so restricted on the amount of calories that you can take in because it can't stretch further than a certain amount
anymore. Oh, that's Mr. Bob, right?
No.
Oh, no,
that was somebody else.
Oh, okay. So you've had a couple of clients then.
I have.
I've through that surgery.
I've bumped into quite a few clients who have done that stuff.
Got it. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I have sort of a similar story, and I'll try to make mine nice and quick because I know we still have a ton to cover, but there's always next week. Anyway,
sure.
It's interesting that we both have met up with similar new clients that have come in to talk to us just in the last week. And on Thursday when I met up with her, her name is Terry. So Terry said to me, well, you know, I'm curious because she kept giving me that sideways look every time I said something to her, right? I know it makes you giggle, but I said,
I see. What it looks like.
Right, because I would look at her and say, Terry, I see you looking at me like that. I'm sitting right here. Like she kept looking at me like, I don't. Really? Like,
this is
for real?
Right.
So, anyway, so she said, she thought, I think she had this feeling that she was going to stump me, which is great. I love Stump the Coach. Anybody wants to call in at any time, 978-454-4980. Give us a call. I'd love to be stumped and let's talk about it. But anyhow, so she said, well, what do you think about detoxes? And I said, well, what do you think about detoxes? So she said, well, you can have this and you can do that and it detoxes. And, she sort of gave a bland, kind of out-of-the-box answer, which is fine, and that's what she knows. Okay?
Sure.
So my question, and she said, well, what do you think about that answer? And I said, well, what are you detoxing? That's all I said.
Right.
And she gave me the sideways look and said, I don't know. I said, great. Now let me tell you what I think about detoxing.
Yeah.
I said, if you don't know what you're actually detoxing, well, what the hell are you doing it for?
Right.
Why are you spending your money?
Yeah.
And is it a shake? Is it a bar? Is it a pill? Is it a shot? Is it a, you know, like, what is it? Right. And I said, these packages of detoxes, powders and shakes and all that stuff, is the exact, is the stuff that you're already buying in your grocery mart. If it's a detox that's called a lemon cayenne warm water.
And I've done that one.
And I mean, there's so freaking many of them. It's ridiculous.
Cayenne, maple syrup.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever people want to do is fine. But why would you buy something that's packaged that has these ingredients, supposedly these ingredients in them, instead of just going kind of buying them and having like a nice cranberry gorgonzola chicken and spinach with I'm getting hungry salad for lunch. I'm getting hungry. I need my snacky.
There are certain foods that will help you detox, quote unquote.
I said, you know? You're already detoxing with the food that you're eating. Why would you put a detox on top of a detox? Like, and you don't even know what you're detoxing,
right?
So of course then I went into the whole, are you pH balanced? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that your saliva helps break down food? Did you know that once that happens, it goes into blood type? Da, 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 da. And she just kept looking at me like, I didn't think this was going to, what are you, wow, okay.
Right.
You know? And then
she's got a lot to think about because there's so much crap out there that people are listening to and reading, and it's just coming at them from all angles. So what is she really truly to believe? She comes into us, and most people do give us that sideways look. Like, it cannot be that easy.
I know.
Are you serious right now?
I know.
You know?
What do you mean I can eat pork chops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead, baby.
Yeah.
It's so cool. So I followed up with her and I said, you know, I know that there was a lot for you to think about, but what do you think you want to do? And she said, right off the bat, there's no question nutrition with you.
Awesome.
No question.
Awesome.
Hands down. So she's going to work on nutrition and I think it's all great. So here's what I find interesting too about all of these, which diet works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The good thing about someone looking at different diet plans, no matter what it is, even if it's a balance plan or whatever you think your balance plan is they actually raise awareness mm-hmm. and attention mm-hmm. to what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right? And remember, I think it was Kelly Jo said ages ago to me, if I bite, I write. And I thought, that's very good, Kelly, because she was aware of what she was eating.
Exactly.
Everything that went into her mouth, she was journaling at the time, and she was putting it into the app and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I thought, wow, that's good. I bite, I write. So you pay attention to what's happening. So when you're on any particular diet plan or nutrition with us, you're becoming more aware of what is happening to your body. So that's actually a good thing. You know, if you want to make them all similar, that's something that's similar.
Exactly.
You're also focusing on the quality of your food. Mm-hmm. Nobody says they're going on a diet and then goes eat McDonald's. I mean, mm-hmm. unless they're binging and they're having a terrible day and they want to blame something on McDonald's. Poor McDonald's. McDonald's gets blamed for everything.
Well, I just saw an article saying that there's over 600 McDonald's closing.
You know, I heard something about that.
I don't know if it's true or what.
Did you read the whole article?
I didn't read the whole article. It was a headline, though. And I think, Chris might be bumping on over here.
No, well, I was just thinking about listening to over 500. You think that's going to be putting a dent in anything they do?
Not going to make a dent or anything like that. But, I mean, I think people are becoming more health conscious.
Right.
You know? And first time I went to California was back in 2000. Right. And when I went out there, we're talking 15 years ago. Right. When I went out there then, you could walk anywhere and get a quote unquote health food restaurant. Now, it wasn't a health food restaurant, but you could sit you could walk in and they already had the protein pancakes. They already had these type of things that you could sit down and eat. And like, you know, their chicken was clean and their meats were clean. And there wasn't all this marinade all over it and stuff like that. But it was grilled and it tasted it was fresh. It was delicious. And I mean, when I was out there for the week, it was awesome, you know, and we had a great time. We ate extremely well. And even on the beach, on Venice Beach, there was a guy there, and I think he was called like the chicken teriyaki guy or whatever, you know, but that's what it was, that he served brown rice, vegetables, chicken teriyaki, and we'd come off working out on the beach, on Muscle Beach, and right over to him, and we'd be eating.
Nice.
But it was good, clean food.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then you come back here, and you see these, and it's not like, those, you know, McDonald's is not in California or whatever it is and stuff like that, but they just have more options.
And more awareness.
More awareness of what's going on. And it's probably because of the weather. It's got a lot to do with it, I think.
If you're walking around on Workout Venice Beach, you want to make sure that you're looking the part.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you're feeling the part, too. It's not just about looking the part. You want to feel the part.
You want to feel the part.
Right? If you, anyway.
So, I don't know if it's true. I'll have to kind of maybe do some research while you're talking and stuff like that and find out if that's the case. Because I am curious.
I did hear something about that. You know? So it's going to be, there's going to be a little bit of truth in it.
I know they're losing at least six burgers. They're taking off the menu.
Really?
I think I've heard six burgers. The Big Mac's going to still be there.
Well, they've made
lucky for us.
They've made a lot of changes in the last, 6 months or so because there was a huge article posted, like they finally found out that their meat was being washed in ammonia or something like that.
Oh, wow. Oh man.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
That ammonia tastes delicious.
Yeah, right? Like they were using some kind of chemical processing agent to clean the meat. What the hell are you cleaning the meat for? Shouldn't it already be cleaned?
Well, not for nothing.
Help me out
here. I will
tell
you, a couple of years back, I went to a very, very, very popular, and I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, a very popular, extremely high-end restaurant in Boston. I ordered some places have a really big lobster that you can order for an appetizer, and they steam it and cook it up and grill it, whatever, however you want it.
Sure.
And it tasted like bleach. We had to send it back. We were like, smell this lobster and taste this lobster. It is like bleach. As soon as you put it up to your face to eat it, it was disgusting.
So in my search here, I see that McDonald's commits to begin buying sustainable beef by 2016. That's the headline. Haven't read the article yet. What are you talking about? Yeah.
What?
What? Like, I thought you already had sustainable beef. Like,
you really thought that?
Well, not, but come on.
You would assume that they would be smarter as a multi-billion dollar
company.
Correct. Got it. I see what you're saying. I see.
You're making multi-billions of dollars, and this is where greed comes in. And I could talk all day about it.
Oh, don't get me started on
greed. And then you start cutting corners and you start wanting to make a bigger profit.
That's Wendy's tagline. We don't cut corners because they have square beef still, don't they?
Right.
They have square patties.
Oh, they got square patties?
Yeah. Cut corners? Yeah.
Dude, I haven't... Like, yeah, I don't know. It's been a while.
I'm assuming. I could be wrong. But I know that from like 1986, that was one of their commercials, We Don't Cut Corners.
Mm, yeah. Anyway. It's been a while.
So I just want to point out one more thing that is could be a potential good thing about a diet plan that people pick is it might actually help eliminate nutrient deficiencies.
Okay.
So let's take your chicken, broccoli, and rice story that you just said. So let's say somebody was previously on a low-carb diet and they find that that doesn't work for them or whatever.
Correct.
Right? So broccoli is a carbohydrate and so is your rice.
Yep.
Okay? Two different types of carbohydrates.
Correct.
Right? And if somebody changes to, let's call it the Coach Michael chicken, broccoli, and rice diet
old school
plan,
method of thought.
Right? Right? And they start eating that rice again, their body was deficient of whatever the nutrients were in that rice previously, and their body's going to be happy for it.
Right.
So if you try a diet and it doesn't work long term, and then you try another one and it works and it doesn't work long term, that's because you're throwing off the balance in your body, and then you're having it back, and then you're losing some and having it back, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of why
you're weeding out what doesn't work for you.
Right. So you try a diet to see if it works, but if it's not long term, you have to try something else.
Right.
But that's also why we tout about balance, and we just say, just come see us and we will balance it for you. But it's interesting because that's kind of a positive thing. Mm-hmm. About going on a diet, because you might actually be deficient in some nutrient and not even know it.
Exactly.
And so you change your diet and your body's going, hey, I really like that. That's really yummy.
Yep.
That's so good, right? It's very interesting.
I find now that like I'm fine eating everything that I do because I stick with what works for my blood type.
Yep.
And I make sure that I get a good balance of everything throughout the day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm actually craving, and it's so funny because ages ago I thought those Kind bars, they're actually probably one of the healthiest that I've been finding again, over again. But I remember reading their label and they were pretty high in fat, and I get it. Like I see it a little bit more clearly now. And they are the only ones that have, they're like the most natural, if you will.
Got it.
But they have dark cherry and chocolate and almonds.
I've had them,
and
they're pretty
many
good.
Other bars out there. Like you can actually see the cranberry or the cherry in it. Like they're covered sort of by ooey gooey icing and all that good stuff. So when I said I was hungry earlier, I'm craving
one of those bars.
One of those bars in my apple. I can't
even
wait to eat it. Yeah. And I know it works for my body.
I haven't had a craving since I've been working with the foods that are right for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing how that works.
It's pretty awesome.
So something else that's really great about if you find a diet that does work for you, I feel like we're bashing ourselves today. They promote regular exercise. Mm-hmm. So when you go on a diet, right, you think, oh, well, I should probably exercise to make this a little bit better, whether it be a walk or a hike or whatever. It doesn't have to be traditional in the box type of treadmill stuff, you know, in the gym. But it's interesting that there are consistencies amongst diets that are completely inconsistent. Oh, that was good, wasn't it?
That was good.
People should write that down. That was good. That was good. That was another good one by Coach Kelly. Thank you. But I'm bump bump.
Ripping it up this morning. Ripping it up. Yeah.
So we didn't get to anything else that we wanted to talk about today.
No, but I think this was pretty important.
I think this was very educational.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? This always next week, we can get into the, you know, ways to change your definition of life and attract positive energy. And I think maybe we'll start to show off that way next week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll highlight it. We'll see what happens
because
we're different every week. You know, it doesn't matter.
We like to wing it.
Yeah. So want to make sure you guys head over to clubinhaleexhale.com and check out the new blog post that was just written. All of our podcasts do go up there, so you'll be able to find those there as well. Don't forget, we have a health and wellness retreat coming up in June. So June 12th through the 14th. You want to register for that, give us a call at 888-707-1102 or email us at info@clubinhaleexhale.com. Coach Kelly, we're signing off. Chris, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar by Club Inhale Exhale. We'll see you next week.
We are Club Inhale Exhale, headquartered in Billerica, Massachusetts.
Can't get to Billerica? Check us out in Danvers and Woburn.
Keep chatting with us at the bar at clubinhaleexhale.com
and facebook.com/clubinhaleexhale.
When you change your mind, you can change your body.